Today is Wednesday. We'll do Reviv, Parshas Bamidbar. So continuing in the theme that we've seen, you would think to call this Sefer, this would be Shemos, names, because we started with every Aliyah basically being about different names and different patterns. So now we get to the Levitic lineage. We talk about the Toldos Aaron and Moshe, and then actually we proceed to list the names of the members of Aaron's family in particular. And we're going to speak more about Levium as we go along and throughout tomorrow's Aliyah, where we're going to go really more of the Levitic lineage. There's an interesting note over here from Rashi, right? Ve'ela Toldos Aaron and Moshe, but then it proceeds to list the sons of Aaron. And this is one of the sources from which we learned that anybody who teaches Torah to to somebody else's son, so it's like they become their sons, that a Rebbe is like a father. And then it mentions the Aaron's sons, lists all four of them, mentions Nadav Avihu Lazar Samar, that it mentions that, you know, for anybody anyone who just started reading now, so you missed, say, for Vayikra, Vayamas Nadav Avihu, they'd passed away. And then it goes on to tell Moshe and Aaron to appoint the Levium to guard the Mishkan. V'shemru es kol klei ohel moed, v'shemeres b'nei Yisrael, that they're supposed to guard the Mishkan, make sure that nobody gets too close. It's even phrased as v'shemru es kunasam, that these Kohanim should guard their kahuna. And v'hazar ha-karev you must, the zar who gets too close, so he gets the death penalty. And then it says the unique status of the Levium comes from the fact that Vani hini lekachtis Levium mitoch bnei Yisrael in place of kol bechora petarechem bnei Yisrael, meaning that Hashem replaced the bechorim with the Levium. Rashi, Sforno, Mefarshim discuss what this means. Basically, the bechorim had a special status. The firstborns had a special status. Always, it was always meant to be that they were going to be the ones to be the priestly characters and figures of their families, and they would be the one to represent the family of the Avoda. And they were particularly acquired during Makas Bechoros, but through Chet Egel, they lost their status, and the Levium, who stepped up and answered the call of Milah Shem Eli and didn't get involved in the Egel in the first place, so they took over this status as the special representatives of Klal Yisrael in this mission. Just a point that's, I mean, there's a lot to discuss here just in this little piece and what it means to be a Levi. But but taking a step back, the mention of Nadav and Avihu does seem a little bit strange, right? We're trying to list, you know, presumably the people who are, you know, we're talking about a census, and we're you know, presumably trying to mention all the names. We're going to mention the rest of the Levitic family tomorrow, but why would we mention Nadav and Avihu if they are no longer alive? Granted, this particular part is not necessarily the census, but why are we mentioning them at all? It seems a little bit random. But I think the answer is that it's not only is it not a little bit random, but it's actually the entire point and the entire message of what's being stated, first of all, in this passage, and secondly, in the greater picture in Bamidbar and all of Avodas Hashem. And that's what's being taught immediately after this, is that the role of the Kohanim and the Levium is to make sure that they're going to stay around the Mishkan. As we spoke yesterday about the Degalim, that there are four tribal formations, and on the inside, between each three Sheva Degel and the Mishkan, there's also a Levitic presence, a group of Levium, of one Mishpacha of Levium, or even the Kohanim and Moshe Rabbeinu himself. But they're separating between the Mishkan and all the other Shvatim, which is... The intention is to say that anybody gets too close, it's dangerous. Yet you have to have a proper reverence for the Mishkan and for the Shekhinah, and therefore the Levim have to make sure that no Yisraelim get too close. And hopefully through that, right, when Levim think about what they are guarding, then hopefully that they'll also have that sensitivity and be very careful. Why is this important? Well, anybody who read Parsha Shmini knows that getting too close, even if you're very holy, getting too close to the Shekhinah in a way without the proper reverence is incredibly dangerous. Nadav and Avihu lost our lives for that. And could be that's part of what's going on here. We mentioned Nadav and Avihu to say, Nadav and Avihu lost their lives because they stepped out of bounds And even on their incredibly high level, they stepped out of bounds, and everyone else has to be careful about that as well. And that's not just the Levium, but the whole entire Parsha and Sefer, which is going to be really speaking. One of the main underlying themes is boundaries. Everyone staying in their proper place, not overstepping their boundaries. We're going to see in a few weeks we're going to meet Korach overstepping boundaries. There are going to be a lot of people who overstep boundaries. And this the message to Nadav and Avihu, but everyone to learn from Nadav and Avihu, and to have your proper encampment, right? Isha machanehu v'isha adiglo. Everyone have their proper space. Don't step into somebody else's space. Be very careful, because when you're talking about Avodas Hashem, so you're playing with fire. Nadav and Avihu, literally and figuratively, playing with fire, and we have to be careful with our Avodas Hashem. A lot of different Musar directions to go with this, but that's I think the baseline idea that we can gain from the mention of Nadav and Avihu in particular in this place.